How do you project the risk-benefit ratio, particularly including the issue of preemptively looking at bone the way you're doing it in IBIS 2 with the bone subprotocol? What's your best guess in terms of how this is going to play out 5 or 10 years from now?
Well, I think I'm very optimistic about this. Again, projections aren't substitute for data, so what I say now really has to be borne out in the data. But we see it as a very, very good bet as far overall. We don't have the agonist properties, the thromboembolic problems, the gynecologic problems that are associated with tamoxifen, and to some extent raloxifene, certainly the thromboembolic problems, not the gynecologic problems. And we have to contrast that against the bone problem. From all that I can see, and in talking to the bone experts, they're fairly convinced that the bone problem is a manageable problem. DEXA scans in the UK, they're not much more expensive than mammograms, and there have been great strides forward in terms of the new bisphosphonates. The oral weekly preparations really are well tolerated. So I am optimistic that the bone problem is completely manageable, and in fact, may actually lead to greater public health benefits by paving the way for getting osteoporosis dealt with routinely for all postmenopausal women. That could turn out to be one of the more beneficial side effects of this whole activity, because with the new bisphosphonates and the potential availability of DEXA scans, osteoporosis may well be a disease of the past in another decade.
I guess the other thing about bisphosphonates, and this kind of goes back to the adjuvant setting, is whether they're going to also have an anti-tumor effect. What's your thought on that?
Certainly, I think that's a real possibility. Whether or not that will actually play out in the prevention setting, it's probably a bit early because the effect you'd postulate is due to sort of micrometastases sitting in the bone. One would expect that would be a fairly minor effect in the prevention setting because you're really working at a much earlier stage. So I wouldn't put a lot of weight on that in prevention, but wait and see.
What about in the adjuvant setting for invasive disease?
Again, there's mixed data. The data, by and large, two studies suggest an effect on bone mets and one Japanese study doesn't. I think cautious optimism would be my view that there will be a benefit on bone metastases, which may have a relevant effect overall on survival. But again, that's an expectation that needs to be borne out in the current range of trials.